Hi, this is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you so much. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. There is a Democratic primary election coming up in March for U.S. Senate between Congress Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, would you definitely vote, probably vote, or are you going to wait until November?
Definitely vote.
Thank you so much. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Ron Kirk.
The mayor?
Yes. Do you have
favorable.
A very, very
favorable?
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Victoria Niebe Criado?
Don't know her.
Okay. What about Planned Parenthood?
Favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Nathan Johnson?
I'm not sure who he is.
Okay. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Don't know her.
What about Roland Gutierrez?
Have no opinion.
Okay. What about Clay Jenkins?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Jasmine Simon?
Don't know her.
Okay, thank you. Next, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
I don't know either one of them.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which one is the most important to you? Local control, abortion, guns, voting rights, or education?
First would be voting rights, and then would be abortion.
Abortion. Okay, thank you so much. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot at beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message?
I'd say the first one.
First
progressive.
One. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it doesn't have an impact. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Definitely vote, probably vote, or no impact.
Is she a Democrat?
Yes, all of them are Democrats.
Is she running against a Republican?
Yes, she is.
I vote for the Democrat.
Okay. Does that make you feel like definitely voting for her, probably voting
yes.
for her?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Definitely. Okay, thank you. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is a fighter with a broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. Definitely vote, probably vote, or no impact?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for the local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Definitely vote, probably, or no impact?
Yeah, definitely. Probably.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's probably. All right. Keep it then. Yeah.
Probably, okay? Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Probably.
Thank you. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you. Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue.
Definitely.
Where she, definitely. Thank you. Jasmine
How many
Simon
more?
Is running,
How many more about Jasmine?
We have about five more. Do you want me to mark every single one of them as probably or
yeah,
definitely?
Put down probably since I've got
okay.
so many definitely.
Okay, thank you so much. Next. Just so you know, we're almost done now. Liz
okay.
Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all of this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one will you vote for if you had to choose today?
I don't know. Right now, I don't know.
Okay. Next, as you know, no problem. Thank you. That's also an answer. Thank you so much. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Ray, if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't matter to you. Liz Ginsburg losing records show that she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022 when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents. Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republicans today. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter.
You mean definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter about voting?
Definitely.
That I would or I wouldn't. Definitely I would or definitely I wouldn't.
That statement definitely makes you want to vote against, probably vote against,
oh.
or it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, thank you. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter.
Well, you know, I don't know the rest of the story.
Okay. Okay.
It
That's
doesn't
an
matter.
Answer.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't
okay.
matter.
Okay. That, no, that, if I don't know the rest of the story, that's my answer.
Okay. Thank you so much. If Democrats are going to stand up to the extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows that she's not able to bring the change Texas needs. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't have or doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter?
Probably.
Okay.
How much more?
Jasmine,
how much more?
we are at 85%. We only have 15% more, and we're done. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and in preach for abuse of power. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter.
I definitely would not vote for that.
Okay, thank you so much. After hearing all of this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, will you vote for if the Democratic primary were taking place today? What's taking place today?
Based on what you just said about her husband, I would not vote for her.
Okay, so you will go with Jasmine or Elizabeth?
You said that Jasmine's husband gave money to Ken Paxton, right?
Yes.
Well, then I would not vote for her.
So you will vote for Elizabeth Ginsburg then?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ken Paxton belongs in jail.
Thank you. Lastly, having heard all of this information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for, in your own words, in a small statement?
Repeat that, please.
What is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for the Texas State House should fight for?
Democracy and voting rights and abortion. Those are very important issues for women and for the country and for Texans.
Thank you so much.
Are we finished?
Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 44, 50?
Keep going.
Okay. What is the last grade that you completed in school? 11, 12, 12 plus?
College graduate.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity or racial background? Do you identify as African American, Black, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, Arab, Muslim,
Caucasian.
White, Caucasian? Thank you. Thank you so much. That'll conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. You have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.